swap this clip for a better one. Vibe Chopper's swap clip dialogue scored every candidate in your project against the one you wanted to replace. Duration, capture time, title, transcript, frame description, and ranked the strongest substitutes in seconds. Overview. Gnarls here. Let's talk about the 1 week clip. Overview. You watch the cutback. The story is there. The pacing is there. But there's one shot at 046 that doesn't belong. Not bad enough to delete. Not good enough to leave. The rep where your form broke and you knew it the second the bar hit your chest. Overview. You know what's wrong. You know roughly what should be there instead. The problem is, you shot 42 clips on this project, and the right replacement is somewhere in the stack. 20 minutes of scrubbing for one swap. 2 hours if the cut needed 5. That's the math that wrecks a Saturday. Overview. We built the swap clip dialogue so you'd stop doing the math. 1. The that one shot feeling. Every cut has them. The clip you accepted on the first pass because it was fine, and then watched on the second pass and clocked exactly what was wrong. The wrong wide when you needed a tight. A pan that drifted left when the next clip cuts in from the right. 1. The that one shot feeling. You don't need a different story. You need a different clip in the same slot. The timeline shape stays. The duration stays. The clip identity changes. One in, one out. Same beat. 1. The that one shot feeling. And here's the thing the swap problem hides. You already shot the replacement, probably more than once. The right shoe is at the bottom of the gym bag. You just don't want to dig through 40 other shoes to find it. The swap dialogue dug for you. 2. How swap candidates got picked. Right-click a clip on the timeline. Hit swap. The dialogue opened with a ranked list of candidates from your project. Each candidate carried a numeric score and a short list of reasons, the receipts for why it ranked where it did. 2. How swap candidates got picked. The ranking wasn't one algorithm. It was 6 small ones, blended. Read off the code, not invented. 2. How swap candidates got picked. 1. File name neighbors. The default mode. MOV. And the system collated them by natural numeric order. The 5 files on either side of your current source got top billing. Fastest mode. Ran without touching AI descriptions or transcripts. 2. How swap candidates got picked. 2. Time similarity. Videos with a shot order index or an uploaded at near your source scored higher. 8 shots either way on shot order. A 1 week window on upload timestamp. Clip shot in the same session, be clip shot last month. 2. How swap candidates got picked. 3. Duration similarity. A candidate that could comfortably fill the slot scored full marks. Too short to cover the timeline duration? Marked. Candidate source is shorter than the current timeline slot. Still listed, but warned before you committed. 2. How swap candidates got picked. 4. Metadata token overlap. The AI-generated title and description of your source video tokenized against the same fields on the candidate. Stop words dropped out, real words, rocket, bride, toast, counted. Cosine-like normalization, so a short matching title didn't accidentally outrank a richer one. 2. How swap candidates got picked. 5. Transcript overlap. The one that surprised people. Spoken words inside the source clips range tokenized against spoken words inside a candidate range. Engine ignition, set in 2 takes from 2 cameras, the system found both. 2. How swap candidates got picked. 6. Frame description overlap. Every frame in your project carried an AI description. Descriptions inside the source range tokenized against descriptions inside the candidate range.
A rocket on a launch pad found a rocket on a launch pad. 2. How swap candidates got picked. 18. File name held a 0 and combined because it had its own dedicated lane. The blend ran only over signals that actually had data. If a video had no transcript, that signal sat out the round instead of dragging the average down. 2. How swap candidates got picked. You could pin the system to a single signal too. The mode dropdown offered file name, combined, time, metadata, duration, transcript, frames. Honest editors picked one when they knew what was wrong. Same duration, duration. Same line spoken, transcript. Same kind of visual, frames. Next take, file name. 2. How swap candidates picked. Same source video as a candidate? 65. Not 0, because sometimes a different range of the same source is the right swap, just ranked lower than clean alternatives. The dialogue returned up to 20 candidates in combined and up to 10 in file name. A list of 500 is a search results page. A list of 10 is a coach's clipboard. 2. How swap candidates picked. 3. The carousel UX. Open the dialogue. The left column showed the ranked list. The right column showed the selected candidate's film strip, up to 10 evenly sampled frames spanning the candidate's duration, with 2 magenta handles bracketing a suggested in and out range. Underneath that, the current clip's film strip for direct visual AB. 3. The carousel UX. Click a candidate. The film strip flipped. The handle snapped to a suggested range. The system used your source endpoint as a hint and clamped to fit inside the candidate's actual duration. You watched the film strip the way you'd thumb a stack of contact sheets. move on or commit. 3. The carousel UX. The handles weren't decorative, you could drag them. The out point auto-followed by the same duration as your timeline slot, so you didn't accidentally change the slot length. 4 seconds unless you specifically chose otherwise. A candidate too short to fill the slot got flagged before you could apply it. The system didn't quietly truncate your story. 3. The carousel UX. The reasons chips on each candidate were short and load-bearing. Nearby capture or shot order. Similar usable duration. Similar title or description. Spoken content overlaps. Visual frame descriptions overlap. Same source media. Ranked lower. X file names before or after current source. Or best available local metadata match when nothing else rang the bell. Reasons under threshold didn't get a chip. You weren't drowning in marketing language, you were reading a coach's notes. 4. When swap goes wrong and how to override. The honest part. The system was right most of the time and wrong some of the time. Both are common. Here's how the wrongness showed up. 4. When swap goes wrong and how to override. The top candidate is the wrong vibe. 2 clips of a rocket on a launch pad. 1 the dry run, 1 the live ignition. Same metadata, same transcript, same frame description. Different feeling. You saw it in the film strip preview and moved on. 5 seconds of looking beats 20 minutes of digging. 4. When swap goes wrong and how to override. The right candidate isn't in the top 10. Rare, but real. 3 moves. Switch the mode. If combined missed it, transcript might find it. The dropdown sat in the dialogue header. Use the search field. Filter the rank listed by title, description, or reason tip. Or drop out and run frame search against the same index descriptions. Then apply the swap manually. 4. When swap goes wrong and how to override. The range suggestion is wrong. The system snapped to your source endpoint. Sometimes that clevved cleanly. 8 seconds later. Drag the endpoint handle. The outpoint followed by the same duration.
12 seconds of correction. 4. When swap goes wrong and how to override. You don't want to swap. You want a cutaway. Different feature. Swap kept the slot duration. B-roll autopilot adds a cutaway over an existing audio bed. Right tool, right rep. The override pattern was the same across all 4. The dialogue showed its work. You read the reasons, you either trusted them or you didn't. The system ranked the candidates. You applied. 4. When swap goes wrong and how to override. 5. The walkthrough. Concrete reps. A real swap, start to finish. 5. The walkthrough. The cut, a 90-second product reel. The slot at 034 needed a wide of the studio. The clip currently in the slot was a wide, but the talent walked left right before the cut, and the next clip cuts in from a right side angle. The eye broke. 5. The walkthrough. Right-click the offending clip. Hit swap. The dialogue opened in file name mode. The 5 file name neighbors showed up first. Your camera shot the studio wide in a sequence, so the neighbors were the 4 wides you didn't pick on the first pass. Hover the first one. The film strip showed the talent walking right. Match. 0. Same camera, same setup, same length. 0 because it was the next file on disk. 91. Apply. 5. The walkthrough. The dialogue closed. The timeline updated. The slot duration was unchanged. The audio bed was unchanged. You watched the cut. The eye moved cleanly into the next angle. 40 seconds, 0 file scrubbed. 5. The walkthrough. A harder walkthrough. The cut, a wedding highlight reel. The slot at 112 carried a toast. The audio was great. The video was a head-on tight on the speaker, but the speaker glanced off screen for a beat right in the middle. You wanted to keep the audio and swap the picture to a wider table reaction at the same time code. 5. The walkthrough. Switch the mode to transcript. The ranker surfaced every clip whose spoken words overlapped the toast. The wide of the table, shot from camera B during the same toast, ranked bad, because that camera's transcript caught the same phrases. The film strip preview showed the table laughing in the right beat. Apply. The audio bed was linked separately from the video track, so the swap operated on the video clip only. 2 minutes, most of that watching the film strip and deciding. 6. The honest limits. A few things the system didn't do, so you'd know. 6. The honest limits. It didn't pull from outside your project. The candidate pool was your own media library scope to the project. No external stock footage, no marketplace pulls. It didn't reanalyze on the fly. Scoring used the data already indexed. If a video's transcript wasn't done yet, the transcript signal sat out the round and the others still ran. It didn't rank zero duration videos. And it didn't make the cut for you. It put up to 20 candidates in front of you, ranked, with receipts. You did the picking. That's the contract. 7. The shape of the rep. Find the 1 week clip. Right click. Swap. Read the top 3 reasons. Hover the film strip. Apply or move on. 40 seconds for an easy swap, 2 minutes for a hard one. Multiply across however many weak clips you found on the second pass. 7. The shape of the rep. A 4-minute video with 5 weak clips used to be an hour of digging. Now it's 10 minutes of looking. The first 80% of the cut was already yours. This gave back the last 20% you'd been spending on shoe search instead of taste. 7. The shape of the rep. You shot it. The system indexed it. The dialogue ranked it. You picked. 7. The shape of the rep. See you on the timeline. 7. The shape of the rep. Gnarls.